take the whole evening if I wanted. But I'm not a long-winded preacher. I just say what the Lord gives me to say, and then I'll sit down. First thing he wants me to say is, the anointing's here.
Amen.
I mean, that's why they sound like they're on fire. This is God ordained.
Amen.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
And the reason I like that song so much is that there's a line in there that says, I had no place to go. You all got to come to that place in God that there's no place to go. There's no money, there's no education, there's no nothing. You have to come to the place to know that there's no place to go except to Him. And then when you go to Him, He'll fulfill all in all. He'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll meet every need because every need has been met and it's all inside of you. Amen? And I can't get this thing on my belt.
Want me to help you?
No, you stay there. Well, I was debating and asking God what to share because I knew what Kay was going to share. That total awareness of God being in us and through us and meeting every need. And we come out of a real law base church. I never owned a pair of slacks. I never cut my hair. I didn't wear makeup. I submitted to my husband the best that I could. Now I know some rights I have in Christ, so you know that changes a little bit. But in all of that, in all of the law, they never make you aware of what's in you. What they do is tell you what you don't have, who you are not, and what you cannot do. And so I couldn't do anything. And then I got some of this word. And I started realizing I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I was not created to be a doormat. I was not created to be stepped on. I was not created to be told what is the matter with me. Because He has made everything right with me. He has. I don't care whether people see it or not. Him and I are in good relationship. Because under the law, there's nothing but condemnation. And I walked in condemnation probably 20 years of my Christian walk. No more. No more. I'm free. So this is what I'm going to share about a Christmas tree. Now Christmas is coming. And I hope that when I'm done, you look at your Christmas tree totally different. This is the awareness. This is why I'm going to share this. This is the awareness that Kay's talking about. If we don't know His voice, we will never be aware that He's walking in us, talking in us, through us. We're reaching out. So we have to know. I have to remember to stand still because of the camera. So we have to know His voice. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. Now, anybody that was brought up under the law knows that in Jeremiah, a heathen cut down a tree and they decorate it. Now, we were only saved just a little while, and we were told that we were heathens because we cut down the tree and we decorated it. So for 20 or 30 years, every time we put up the tree, we felt like we were heathens. And there is always that condemnation. I put that tree up for my children. I could never see what was the matter with it, but the church told me it was wrong. So I'm sitting home all by myself this one night, and I had just put up my tree. And this was just like last year or the year before, okay? So all 40 years, that would always be in the back of my mind. This isn't right. We actually took it down one year and threw it out because people told us to. I mean, we kept the letter of the law. If that church doors were open, we were there. Come, no, hail anything. We were there. So anyway, I was sitting at home all by myself. Now this is the awareness. We have to be able to hear His voice.
Yes.
Because He's going to lead us and guide us into all truth.
Yes.
We all, or most people, have been filled with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. But they're not following that spirit. That spirit that he gave us is to lead us and guide us into all truth. If you have questions, don't go running to man so much. Go running to him.
Yeah.
He's not willing that any of us miss the mark.
Yeah.
We don't sin. We just miss the mark that he has for us. He has a call. He has a purpose. And he wants us to fulfill that purpose.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sitting there all alone. And I did my tree in gold and silver. Now that's precious to begin with. But I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this tree. And I'm thinking, what in the world is the matter with this tree? It took me 40 years to ask the question. But I finally asked the question, what is wrong with this tree? It's pretty. I don't worship it. I don't kneel down. I don't call it my God. It's just a tree. And he said to me about this tree, he said that it all begins with a tree. That's what I heard in my spirit man. It all begins with a tree. How many know this walk began with a tree? Calvary, okay? He created, Jimmy Swaggart used to sing a song. He grew the tree that he knew would be the old rugged cross. And do you know that he told me that night that he decorated that tree with a great price, gold and silver, with himself? So that was the first thing I heard, was that he decorated a tree. The next thing I heard, as I just sat there quiet, I mean, I was just so amazed. Because, again, if we're listening, he wants to talk to us in terms that we understand. He's not going to say thou and thee and thus and all that. We don't talk like that, and he doesn't talk like that. He'll talk to you just, I've had him tell me to shut up and listen. Just be quiet and listen. Maybe because that's all I understood was shut up, you know. And religious people would have a real problem with that. Oh, God is so holy. You know what? We the church, I just say this in general, we the church for thousands of years have walked around so holier than thou, people have not been able to touch us. But they followed Jesus to touch him. They wanted to be where he was at. How many of us want people following us where we're at? Not following us, but following the Christ that's in us and being manifested. So the next thing that I heard, he decorated that tree. He decorated it with himself, and it was precious. It was a priceless gift that he gave. Then the next thing after it begins with a tree is gifts. He took me through the whole Christmas thing. I hope come Christmas, your Christmas is totally different after I share this. So after we accept the tree, accept what he did on that tree, he gives us gifts. Now I could go chapter and verse, but I'm sure that the people here are mature enough to know the scriptures I'm referring to. And if you don't, go home and look up the word gift in your Strong's Concordance, and it'll take you to where I'm going. So he gave us gifts. He gave us the best gifts. He gave us everything that we'll need to walk out this life. He left us not lacking anything. We have everything. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I've said that a couple times now. So then what happens after the gifts? He gives us a family. It's a time of year when family, usually, get together. He has given us the family of God. Worldwide, we have a family. We are connected by one spirit, one God, one anointing. These girls come over from Michigan. We met Elaine in a restaurant, and I thought she was going to get in the car and go home with us. We sat there for hours, and even as we were leaving and getting in the car, she's following us, you know. And it was like, get back, we got to go, you know. But God joined us together way back then. And we have just loved each other and stood with each other over the years. And then there was the sisters come into it and all the friends come into it. And we would have conferences and they would all come. He gave us a family that's totally different than sometimes our natural family. But it's because the Spirit of God is within all of us. That anointing that breaks the yoke abides within all of us. So he gives us a family. The next thing we do at Christmas time is we cook a meal. And usually Christmas time is the best meal that there is. A lot of work and a lot of preparation goes into that meal. Do you know that God the Father did a lot of preparation for Jesus to go to the cross? He prepared a way for all of us. And when we sit down to that table, it's lamb and it's wine. It's that resurrection meal. It's that meal that makes us all one. He took me through every step of Christmas to show me his love. First the tree, then the gifts, then the family, and then the meal. And it all starts with the tree. You can't have any of those until you accept Christ. You can't have that big family out here in the intimacy that God desires till you've come to the tree. And it's just so exciting. My grandson said to me the other day, if religious people are going to have a fit with this one, but he said to me the other day, he said, if a person smokes or drinks, are they not as holy as everybody else? I said, oh no. If we have any holiness, it's from the Father. It's not ours. And he said, well, what do you think about that? And I said, well, I think that that's missing the mark. But I said, it will destroy your body. Drinking and smoking will destroy your body. But I said, as far as being loved and accepted, I said, God loves everybody. He accepts everybody wherever they're at, whatever's going on in their life. And I was asked to come to this lady's place the other night, and I said, Lord, I want to say the right things. I don't want to preach at anybody. I don't want to be religious with anybody. In fact, I very seldom ever speak of the things of God with people unless they open the door. Because you know what? People are tired of religion. They're tired of being preached at. Let's show them the life that flows through us by the anointing, that they'll come and ask you of the hope that lies in you. If you got to always be telling them that you're a Christian and you got something, they're not seeing it. They're not seeing it. They have to see it in us. They don't want to hear it. It's almost like you can see the invisible hands going up. They just don't want to hear it. So anyway, my heart was, Lord, I want to help this situation. And so I didn't know whether she knew the Lord. I didn't know where to go. I wasn't sure where to start. So her daughter, in talking, said, well, Mom, like, she wants me to do her memorial service. That's why I was asked to go there. So her daughter said, well, you don't really want it religious, right? Oh, she said, I believe. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I just sit there a little while longer, and the conversation went in lots of directions. And then she said something about, well, I don't care because this body is going back to the earth. A door opened. I said, that body, the Ecclesiastic says this body's going back to the earth, but the spirit's going back to God that gave it. Your spirit is the very life that God gave you when he breathed life in you, and that's going back to him. I said, and the Bible tells us that at the right hand of the Father, there's pleasures forevermore. There'll be no more sickness, no more pain, no more tears. And I said, we can walk a resurrected life. Shut up. That was it, God. That was enough. And you know what? I saw it. I saw it on her face when I said it. So I inquired yesterday, how was she doing? She slept all day. You know, there's just something about Jesus that brings peace. There's something, you know, I sometimes, Gerald, don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it is. But you know, you just keep getting up. You just keep pressing on. You just keep doing what you know to do. And He meets you right where you're at. He'll just fulfill every desire that you have in you. And that's what I wanted to share about the Christmas tree. Because it's the awareness that He's speaking. One brother told us, he said, He's speaking all the time. We just are not listening.
Yeah.
We are not tuned into that spirit to hear what the Father's saying all the time. He'll direct us. I mean, that's just a little thing for me. I had a lady tell me one time, pastor's wife shouldn't be wearing slacks. Because I'm not going to be put brought under religion anymore. I refuse to be brought under the law. And I just turned around and I said, the pastor's wife can wear whatever she wants. And sometimes when I get up and share, I wear blue jeans. I refuse, because He's not judging me at all, and He's not judging if my hair's short, if I got makeup on. They're all just outward things that don't mean a hill of beans.
Come on.
If you got the anointing abiding within you and you're flowing in the Spirit, that makes all, they don't see anything other than that anointing that's flowing out of you. So God's good. God's really good. And we have to have that awareness that He is talking to us all the time. He just keeps bringing us back and bringing us back. You know, we don't sin. We just miss a mark. He's got such a quality of life and a purpose for us that sometimes we just miss that mark. Most times we miss it because we're not listening. Because He doesn't miss the mark. He knows exactly where He wants to take us and what He wants us to do. And He's a good God. And I told my grandson, He's a good God. I said, holier? I'm not holier than anybody else. I'm just walking in grace to the best of my ability as He shows me. And he said, okay. That was the end of the conversation. We didn't go any further. But you know, when you answer people, when you just answer people, they never forget it. If you preach at them, they tend to shut it out. They tend to, after a while, not want to hear it. But if you'll just answer the question, it makes all the difference in the world. My husband and I are going to sing a song. I'm sorry, Kay, I can't go any longer. I don't believe in just talking just to talk. I just, you know, that's what I had. That's what I shared. Now we're going to sing. And I'm not a singer, but I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.